This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We're going to be hosting about 15 minutes the next hour, and then we're going to have Craig Patriot taking over the transmission until the war room starts. And that, of course, is the man with enemies foreign and domestic, the former Navy SEAL. And right now we have Daryl Rundis in studio with us, butterflyers.com. Daryl's the founder and CEO of the world's largest circulation sales and marketing firm. But some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'll reintroduce you next segment. First off, I asked my producer a few weeks ago, I said, I haven't talked to Daryl Rundis in years. You're a good friend of mine. You've been on the show for over 10 years, 12 years or so. And so I'm glad we got in contact with you. I'm glad you were able to come on the show.
Man, it's so good to be here. I'll tell you what, Alex, it's humbling sitting in this chair knowing who else has sat in this chair. I mean, amazing, powerful men and women who have had profound and positive impact on this country. But today I wanted to take this opportunity, you know, with the short time that I have with you today, to bring a history lesson to people. And I brought something that I got from you last time I was on this show. This is called Tyranny Crusher. And if you would, just give people a little history about how this cord got cut, because it's significant. And I'm going to tie it all together to where we are today.
Well, since you bring that up, I didn't know you were going to do that. Guys, can you guys pull up MSNBC attacks Alex Jones, cuts microphone cord? We've got the video somewhere. Right.
I mean, the guy literally comes at you with a knife.
That's right, yeah.
Right? I mean, and he comes at you because he can't kill the message. He can't kill the messenger. So what does he do? He cuts the cord. And that's where we're at today. This was the salvo. This was the shot heard around the world. Unfortunately, people didn't heed the warning.
You know, that happened at the DNC 2008. Rob Duke can probably find it if it's somewhere. But I think it was MSNBC attacks Alex Jones, cuts cord of bullhorn. Yeah, and he comes up with a knife, grabs it,
cuts it. Grabs it, cuts it. But now, look what's happened.
They're doing it to everybody.
I mean, we've gotten to the place where not only have they deplatformed you, YouTube, Google, yesterday, they pull the president's tweets and pull them off of Facebook because he tweets something about COVID-19,
and guess who
which
did
is
it?
Absolutely true.
Kamala Harris is,
of course, the new VP candidate.
The Democrats are in control of Twitter.
Right. If that's not enough to scare anybody, that when Biden dies, which he probably would in office if he did get elected, that would be your president. Think about that for a second. Would you want Kamala to be your president? I mean, I can't imagine.
And it wouldn't be a scandal when we pointed out that he had cognitive issues 2 years ago, and then he'll end up stepping down and she's the president. She's a total puppet.
Well, I don't want to get too off track here, because the reason I came here down here today from Dallas is I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this, because this, once again, was the foreshadowing of what was to come.
Well, let's start over, because, again, some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, but I wanted to get you in here so we get you in there late. It just takes a few minutes to get people in and name the cameras and all that. So when we come back, restart your story, and let's see if we can find it. If we can't find it while we're live right now on TV and radio, obviously radio can't see it. I'm sure today in post, when we post this to Band.Video, will you guys ask Rob Dew or some of the crew to find I think it's Alex Jones takes over MSNBC. Alex Jones takes over. What was it, Hardball?
I think it was Chris Matthews.
Oh, yeah, they found the old live stream. Yeah, but we've got HD video of this, too. Remember old Justin TV? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, we've got the HD of this, too, somewhere, where the guy comes up and cuts the cord, yeah.
But to me, you know, I have this sitting in a case in my office, and it reminds me of how one man, how God took one man with one bullhorn and practically brought the New World Order down to its knees. And it makes me think, how many other Alex Joneses are there out there that have yet to rise up, wise up, speak up, and not shut up? And because here's the thing.
How many Samsons are there that need to grab up their jawbone?
How many Moseses, how many other people out there that are disobeying the calling that God has on their life? And here's the thing. Look, if all the great, amazing, or horrible adjectives people may use to describe you, There's one that I often think of, and we'll talk about it when we...
All right, well, recap is, that's what you're saying is powerful, and it's not about us. It's about everybody else being inspired.
Right.
Harold Rundis is our guest. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Storable food is, again, available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Dale Rundis is our guest in studio a little bit the next hour. He is a founder and former CEO of the world's largest circulation sales and marketing firm. Current CEO of Butterflies, Inc., the writer, producer, director, the host of the Prayer Stop TV show, a happily married Christ follower of five, a father of five. As a non-Christian for most of his life, Daryl Rundis is one of the world's oldest living survivors. And in
Hirschsprung disease, it's actually a very rare birth defect that where you're born with partial intestines.
Oh, wow.
In fact, for the first few years of my life, about 2 years of my life, I was in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And what's interesting about that, and not to get sidetracked too much, but, you know, they always said to my mom, if you even survive, you know, he's going to be tube fed his whole life. He'll never eat solid food. He'll be retarded, probably a vegetable by the time he's 10. My wife thinks they got the retarded part right. But but in all seriousness, now, Alex, I wanted to kind of...
Let me finish up your bio here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like you. I don't like people.
Since the day he became a Christian, Daryl has had a tremendous amount of love for the lost and exceptionally grown as an evangelist and Christian. He's preached and taught in churches all around the world. He's worked with people like Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, Chuck Baldwin, Alan Keyes, Kirk Cameron, Ray Comfort, Mark Cahill, Josh McDonald, many, many others, Butterflyers.com. You're also a big marketer. But wasn't your dad a preacher?
Yeah. And
so then you kind of rebelled against the dad and then later became a Christian?
Oh, yeah. I hate it. Man, I grew up, I was a Saul to Paul experience. I grew up hating Christians. I would have told you the Bible was a big, thick, dusty book filled with rules to make your life miserable, right? That if the Bible was even true, it was just a cleverly invented story to control the masses and to keep them from rising.
And so what made you have that?
Well, for me, what I kind of did with you a while back, and even though you were already saved, it really kind of took it to another level. It helped you get a deeper understanding and relationship with Jesus and what it was really all about, was basically I asked people, I said, Alex, would you trade your eyes for $1 million? And he said, no. I said, how about $10 million? He said, no way. I said, but if I gave you all Bill Gates money, would you do it? You said, absolutely not, man. My eyes are valuable. They're precious. And I was like, well, if your eyes are merely the window to your soul, then how much more is the soul that looks out those eyes worth? You wouldn't trade your eyes for all the money in the world. Don't trade your soul for so much less. And we got to talking, and we just became quick friends.
And now hasn't it become obvious that it's a spiritual battle, and now the atheists are like, we're not atheists, we're devil worshipers. They're pulling down Christ statues, putting up Baphomet statues. Satanism's out in the open now.
We're definitely going to be addressing that today, because I feel like we're in a parallel experience to Nebuchadnezzar or Belshazzar, who was his son, who inherited the kingdom, the greatest kingdom of all, right? But, you know, Babylon, and unfortunately squandered it. And then he saw the writing on the wall. And a few years ago, I did a really important message called The Writings on the Wall, and most people didn't heed it. Most people didn't even watch it. YouTube suppressed it and so much more. And now I feel like we're at that point where the enemies are in the gate. Right. The writing's on the wall. The modern American Christian has been weighed in the balance and found wanting. They are lukewarm, lazy Christians that don't get up.
Has God's hedge of protection been lifted, or is it just partially been lifted to give us a last chance?
You know, I think God has given us this last shaking. I think he's saying, look, if you won't repent, if you won't come back to me, if you won't stand up and fight against evil and wickedness and tyranny, then I've got no choice. You've turned from me. I'd rather you be hot or cold, Jesus says. It's the lukewarm, lazy Christian that makes him literally sick to his stomach. And so I'm here today as kind of a call to action, a call to challenge, to tell Christians, look, it's okay to get up and to get out and to speak up. Don't be afraid of men, okay? What can men do to you? I mean, especially like we take this COVID-19 thing and wear the mask and all these other things. What's the worst that can happen is you die. Well, if you're really soundly saved, if you've sold out for Christ, man, you're going home to your reward. You should be happy.
Plus, statistically, it's all a lie put out by Gates and the rest of them. So let's get into Tyranny Crusher, and then I'm going to get into what you see in the world.
Well, this right here always reminds me of how one man, how God can take one man and use him to, I mean, these.
And for the radio listeners, it's a bullhorn that I use for more than 10 years, and then
this thing has seen Bilderberger groups, this thing has seen, you know, DNC conventions, this thing has seen more time than probably any bullhorn you've ever used.
Okay? Yes.
And to me, it was the salvo. It was the shot that most people didn't hear when they come and cut this cord, because it was a foreshadowing of what was to come. It was God.
And recap that story. I'm at the DNC 2008.
He's bullhorning it. It's typical Alex Jones. And once again, it shows that one man with one message that's truth. That's truth, that's perseverant, that won't give up, can't be defeated.
By the way, that's why the Democrats did the whole COVID thing, was the lockdown public events where we could bullhorn, lockdown RNC, DNC.
Where you can't speak the truth.
Where we can't come take over with bullhorns.
That's right. So you went out there, they cut the cord, but it was only a foreshadowing of what to come. Because now what, they've cut you off Facebook, they've cut you off YouTube. You can't. When I Googled Alex Jones Show yesterday, a bunch of pictures of some chick came up. I mean, it was...
That's right. They either put her on top or they put all the lying pieces.
Right. So it just goes to show you, it was kind of like, we should have took this. This should have been the writing on the wall right here. This should have been God's way of saying to all of us, like, if they'll try to silence Alex Jones, then they're going to do it to everybody. And, of course, you might have been the first culprit, the first one that they attacked.
And it's an archetype of them trying to cut
the president.
But now they're doing the president. How they're trying to cut us off from God, from our families. They're trying to isolate us. But here it is. Kamala Harris's campaign operative is the one that actually works at Twitter and had Trump kicked off Twitter yesterday.
Well,
and the president puts up with that.
Well, and, you know, that's the big secret that they don't want anybody to know, that I want everybody to know today, is light beats darkness. And that light is great, that light of love, the light of liberty, the light of truth. And all you got to do is get up and get out and just start speaking it. You forget Twitter, forget YouTube. You can be your own YouTube. Start your own channel. Alex started Band Video, right? It can be anything. God's called you to do something. Don't sit satisfied in your own salvation saying, oh, I'm waiting for the rapture and Christ, hurry, it comes soon. Because the truth of the matter is, you're going to be found wanting. You're going to get weighed in the balance. Jesus says, be sure the master finds you doing what he's commanded you to do when he does return. So if you think these are the end times and you think Christ's return is imminent and soon, then you better be sure to suit up and show up and be out there doing what Christ has commanded you to do. Because if you don't, he says he's going to assign you into a place with a hypocrite.
Well, I know you're involved in Christian broadcasting at the highest levels, and I just don't have time to keep track of a lot of stuff. I just scan the news, but they're announcing digital tattoos under the skin, a world government controlling it. The UN tells us what health policy is. They want us to take forced inoculations that change our DNA. I mean, if that isn't mark of the beast, what is? Are churches saying no to this and speaking out? Or are they just going along with, we're not essential, we're closed, but the liquor stores and the NFL are open?
You know what's amazing about that? I had a friend just the other day. I love her dearly. She's a sweet, sweet lady, and she loves the Lord, okay? But she says, oh, this forced vaccination with an RNA marker that's going to change your DNA, that couldn't be the mark of the beast, because we'll know what we're doing if we go to take the mark of the beast. And I had to actually laugh at that, because I thought, since when has Satan ever been forthright, truthful, and honest about any of his intentions? He never has. And nowhere in the Bible does it say it's obvious that you're taking the mark of the beast when you take the mark of the beast, okay? So I, for one, would never take that.
The only thing obvious about it is they say you've got to do this to buy and sell, to leave your house, to have a job, to get on a plane. And the social distancing diagrams they put out are three humans with sixes between them, 6 feet between, at the number of a man. Men must stay 6 feet apart. The barcode only works with 666. Over and over again, it tells us.
Well, you know,
Satan lies overtly, but then covertly, it's all right there in the handiwork.
Right. No, it's all there. And if I were you, I would walk wisely and suspectly in this world, right? I would not line up and say, oh, I better take the vaccine, I better obey, you know, to obey the government's better than to obey God. No, it's a better to obey God than men, right? And the funny thing about it is I think back to our first conversation when we sat down and we talked about the eyes being the window to your soul and those kind of things. And I said, Alex, what's your motive? What's your objective? What is it you want to accomplish with this? And you said, we're going to take down the New World Order. Right? And you were like, you know, and I was like, you know, that's an admirable objective. That's something that we should all aspire to do, but you'll fail. And you looked at me shocked, just like you just did. You're like, Derek, what are you talking about? We're going to fail. I was like, the Bible says there will be a one world government. There will be an Antichrist. He will rule and reign. Our objective, if your objective is to stop God from fulfilling all the things he said that he was going to be in the Bible, you're going to be defeated. You're going to get demolished.
Sure, let's talk about the rest of the story when we come back with Daryl Rounders. I'm Alex Kanos.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Is with us. He has butterflyers.com. Well, you've probably seen him. He invented it. Okay, you want to get into the Antichrist world government. And I want to be clear. I never thought that we could stop the Antichrist and stop the world government. But if you read the Bible, if you study history, things repeat. They build their global government. Then there's the biggest revival ever when the Antichrist comes in. So we're in the position to warn people about how all this is going to happen. They're not going to listen. And then when it all happens, then they're going to really wake up. We're already seeing foreshadowing of people who thought I was crazy 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Now that it's all happening, our credibility's gone way up, so have others. And they'll get a point where they probably kill us or shut us down. But then people will remember that, they'll know that, so we won't be flat-footed up against this dehumanization system. And now the world government says, dreaming of the post-human world, dreaming of getting rid of, I mean, they're telling us that the establishment wants to transcend humans. This is revelation becoming manifest.
Absolutely. We're seeing all those prophecies foretold of old unfold right before our eyes. And Alex, just to kind of pick up where we left off. So when I said that and you were like, yeah, we're going to take down London, we're going to get the Bilderbergers, we're going to do this. And then I was like, yeah, that's great. And I love that plan. But, you know, here's the thing. You're very similar to what I do as a minister. My concept, my idea, I can't save souls. Only God can do that. But what I can do is sow the seeds of truth. And when I sow those seeds of truth, I got to hope that God brings forth the increase. I said, your aim, your goal needs to be waking people up. Bring the knowledge, bring the truth, bring it passionately so that then when this day came, like you just said, they would realize, wow, I thought Alex was crazy all those years, yet now I'm seeing, oh, those stars are pedophiles. Oh, wow, they do dance around in druid robes, and they do worship Moloch, and they do all these horrible things that they used to call you crazy for. In fact, once again, I want to kind of get back to the simple truth of the matter and why God can and will use you and anyone else, just like he's used this man right here. Now, Alex, I know you don't like it when people toot your horn. You don't like, you're like me, Ina, you just try to stay humble. You stay bold in your witness and humble in your heart, and that's a good thing to do. That's what God loves. He wants a humble servant that does what he wants to do. That'll bend the knee to him and him alone. But I do need to take this opportunity just to encourage other people that, look, if one man with one bullhorn can almost take the whole New World Order down, okay? And now he's discipling others, right? You got Owen you got David Knight, you got many other people. I mean, this studio is amazing, Alex. When we first met, you were in a small little space coming off of public access television, and you were doing what nobody else had ever thought to do. You were doing live broadcasting while you were on radio. Nobody had ever thought of doing that before. Now that's the thing. That's what everybody wants to do. And so what I would encourage you to be is be another Alex Jones, because here's the thing. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. In fact, the Bible says every Christian who wants to live a godly life in Christ will suffer persecution. Okay, look at what Christ had to go through on his path to the cross in order to pay for the sins of the world. Okay, so while I know he doesn't like people boasting about him and bragging about him, I do want to tell one thing above all else. People can call him crazy. They can call him out of his mind. They can say he's a great businessman or he's this, he's that, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's one thing above all else that he has that we all need to have, and that's perseverance. You need to learn the race, to run that race with perseverance that's been marked out for you. He's running. I mean, Think of all the obstacles he's been confronted with, all the adversity, right? They cut the cord literally on him, okay? Yet he persevered. He didn't give up. He didn't quit. In fact, there's how much time we got? 4 minutes. I'm going to share something. It's an old poem called Don't Quit. You ever heard it?
No, I may have, but tell me.
I memorized it when I was 18 years old, going door to door selling magazines, okay, as a kid. I dropped out of high school when I was 17 years old, decided I would go, you know, join this traveling sales group. And knocking doors, if anybody's ever done it, is a very, very tough thing to do. So I had to stay positive all the time. I had to stay up, and I memorized this poem. I'm going to share it with you right now. It says, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when that road you travel's all uphill, when your funds are low and your debts are high and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when life is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but do not quit. For life is strange with its twists and turns, as each and every one of us sometimes learn. And many a people turn about when they mail one and they stuck it out. And they don't realize how close they were to that crown. They give up before the sun came down. So don't give up when the pace seems slow. You may succeed with one more blow. Often the victor has given up when he may have captured the winner's cup. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint to the clouds of doubt. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem their worst that you must not quit. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at right now. This country is on a tipping point. If you won't get up, wake up, wise up, and rise up right now, it's gone. It's over. It's just like it was on the days of Belshazzar when he called in Daniel and he asked him to interpret this writing that was on the wall. It was the hand of God writing on the wall saying, you have turned from me. You've taken all that your father had given you and all that he had done for me. And you've squandered it. And you now worship idols and you drink from the chalices that were meant from the temple. And so today, this very day, the enemy is in your gate. And that very night, he died. He died. And that's what's going to happen to this country if we do not get Donald Trump elected again. If we continue to, it's as simple as this, Alex. I mean, think about this for a second. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. And with this mail-in ballots, with all these these postal workers, the USPS just endorsed Biden to be president. What does that say about mail-in ballots? You think they're going to take those ballots?
No, they're going to look at them. They're going to take the Republican ballots and throw them in the trash.
So get involved. Be the one who counts the ballots. Don't just vote. Be the one that makes sure that vote counts.
That's right, folks. You can smell it. The globalist. Let me ask this, Daryl. Why are the minions of evil have no spirit to them? Biden, Hillary, all of them, they're just pathetic liars, and God's making it so obvious that they're so bad we should reject them. But still, other people don't reject them when they openly don't believe the country should even exist.
You know the funny thing about it? Most honorable, hardworking, let's say good Christian people, for example, most of them won't even get up and go out and share the gospel, the good news. I mean, that's like saying we have the cure for cancer. You're dying of cancer. We can see you're sick, and we know you're going to die, yet we don't love you enough to tell you the truth about the cure for cancer.
Yeah, because good people seem to think it's pushy to do it. Sorry.
You know why?
Why?
Fear.
Yeah.
They fear men more than they fear God. Just like in Jesus' day, there were many, the Bible says, that believed in him, but they wouldn't profess their faith in him for fear they'd be thrown out of the synagogue. See, the truth is, people love the world more than
they. And now we'll be thrown out if we don't take the mask, the chip, the injection. It's all there.
They obey the rules on Twitter. Because, I don't want to get deplatformed. I don't want to lose.
But then there's always more, more, more. The tourniquet gets, the noose gets tighter.
Tighter and tighter and tighter. And that's why God's saying, unless you break free from that, I sent my son to set you free, for who the son sets free is free indeed. And if you take that freedom and that liberty and use it as indulgence, use it for sin, use it to continue to go down and buy your cheap China goods at Walmart and your latte at Starbucks, while you let the world burn all around you, then guess who's going to be held most accountable? Not the evil, wicked ones. They act like people of the world because they're in the world. It's going to be those who...
Explain that when we come back, because it's true. God hates people that sit there on their ass while good people are destroyed. God knows what the evil is. Why does God hate the lukewarm more than even the evil? We'll explain that when we come back.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article, it's linked on Infowars.com, saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Resistance. That's all the calls we get to. We love you. We're going to get to you a host a little bit the next hour with Del Runnis, a pastor, also a very successful businessman, and an inventor. We'll get to some of that in a minute. I'm going to make him do it. But first off, getting into this lukewarm issue, you were neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. It's these dead zombies that know things are bad. They don't respect themselves. They don't have a sense of wanting to do evil or good, but just sitting there like blobs.
Well,
You asked a question before the break. You said, why does God hate the lukewarm more than the lost people? Well, the truth of it is, it's very simple to explain, basically. Think about it in military terms for a second. If a general, a commander of an army, says to a Navy SEAL, he says, here's the mission. I need you to go in, grab those hostages. I need you to get them out. But instead of obeying the commander, he runs, he hides. And he doesn't do what he's been trained and commanded to do. Do you think that soldier, when he returns, is going to get commended by his commander? Of course not. His commander is going to be furious with him because he gave him the tools, he gave him the talent, he gave him the training, he gave him the resources, he gave him everything he needed to do to accomplish the mission, and the guy ran like a coward. The lukewarm are like cowardly Christians, basically. And it's almost like if I...
You're right. It's all about cowardice, and God hates a coward.
Well, Revelation 21:7 says the cowardly will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. In God's mind, lying, stealing, lust, all that stuff is just as bad as being a coward. And, you know, it's kind of like this. If I see you're in need, right, and I say, Alex, I'll help you with that need, but then I don't do it. Right, I disobey and I blow you off and I don't come and help you with the need. Which was worse, for me to see the need and ignore it, or to promise you I'll do something?
No, the false claim of aid is like a ship radios you when you're going down 5 miles away. We're coming to help you, and doesn't come to help you.
Right, and they don't. So
if you're going to ignore a ship that needs help, just ignore them.
Right, so here they are in church on Sunday singing songs. Oh, God, I love you. I adore you. I'll do anything for you.
Isn't it like they're really being Pharisees, though? They want to be seen as good
right. In
their community. They don't want to actually do it.
I don't know. I can't really speak.
Some of them, though. I mean, because here's the deal. I go to these big churches. They're not preaching anything I heard when I was a kid. Everything I heard when I was a kid is kind of true. I go in there, it's all feel good, be happy. That's not a church, it's a pep rally.
Well, no, exactly. In other words, it's a prosperity message. In fact, here, we got a little bit of time. Let me share with you an analogy. Let's say this is the essence and what's wrong with the modern American gospel today, okay? Let's say you got two passengers on an airplane, and you go to the first one, and you say, sir, Alex, put this parachute on because it's really going to improve your flight. You're going to have peace and joy and happiness, and man, this is going to be the greatest flight of your life. Well, you try the parachute on because you'd love to have the greatest flight of your life. And in experimental fashion, you put the thing on. But in a few minutes, you notice the weight of the parachute on your back, right? It's cumbersome. It's tight. You can't lean back in your seat. Pretty soon you look around and there's other passengers mocking you, making fun of you, saying, he's wearing a parachute. He doesn't need a parachute. We're all okay. We're safe, right? So pretty soon, you get somewhat embittered towards those that told him to put the parachute on to improve his flight because it didn't improve his flight at all, right? But if I go to passenger two and I say, sir, put this parachute on because any minute you're going to have to jump 10,000 feet out of this plane in this parachute, it's going to save your life from the jump to come. Now, do they mind the weight of the parachute?
No.
I don't know. Do they care they can't lean back in their seat? No. If other passengers start to mock and make fun of them, they don't get embittered or indifferent towards those other passengers or towards those that gave them the parachute. They have heartfelt sympathy towards those people without the parachute because they know what their fate's going to be when they have to jump 10,000 feet out of the plane without one. And in the same way, if people were true, faithful witnesses to what the Bible actually teaches, they wouldn't say, put Jesus on because he'll improve your life. He'll give you health, wealth, and prosperity and all these wonderful things because Jesus didn't promise that. He said becoming a Christian is going to make your life tougher. People are going to hate you. They're going to mock you. They're going to revive you. If they hated me, they're going to hate you too. Right? Remember, they hated me first. In this world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I've overcome the world. See, the true believer, he puts his faith and trust in the parachute because he knows it's going to save him when he jumps from here into eternity. He put it on for the motive to escape from the jump to come.
And again, there is passages about if you do the right thing and follow the rules, especially Old Testament, you'll live a better life. That's all true, but you'll be attacked by the world. So they take that and they twist that, and then Christians expect to never face any opposition because they go to the megachurch, but that's just not true. You're supposed to get charged up like the Revolutionary War. The Black Brigade, the pastors, led that war against the king, no king but King Jesus. And so the entire history of Christianity is about people standing up.
The number one place to recruit in the Revolutionary War was where?
The church.
And the church, right? Pastors would recruit their flocks and say, hey, we got to go fight for freedom and liberty. We got to fight for the future of our kids. And yet you would not hear that preached anywhere from the pulpit today. They all got duped and bought into the whole 501c3 thing years ago, even though right there on the IRS's website it says churches are automatically exempt.
And the Romans 13 was Hitler's favorite quote.
Right.
But if you read the whole thing, it says, no, that's Caesar's currency and his system. If you're in their system, that's what you've got to submit to. But under the First Amendment, the church is separate from government and has no jurisdiction because those are the things of Christ.
That's absolutely right. In other words, you can't cut it both ways. You can't say, oh, you can't have the church and the government. You got to have separation, church and state, which really isn't even in the Constitution. But they can't then come into the church and say, oh, well, we're going to tell you how to run church.
Well, they twist it and say, right, God can't be in government. No, it's the other way around. Government can't come in and tell churches what to do because it's not their jurisdiction.
Right, but they did.
They did.
Nixon did it with the...
And that's when it all happened. And that's now the churches are all scared about their tax exemption, just like the NRA right now.
And it's not just that, Alex. We talked about the lukewarm, okay? The reason God hates the lukewarm is because they've said... God, the Bible says, searches to and fro for that person that'll raise their hand and say, here I am, send me, right? I volunteer for God's army. I volunteer for truth. I volunteer for liberty. I volunteer on the front line to be and do whatever you call me to be and do. And yet they say those things. They make those promises. They don't do it.
Well, here's the other thing. The people that, and again, I am a Christian, but for me, it's just been like the spirit of it. I'm so empowered when I'm doing what God wants. It's a high that's incredible. I can't, and before I was really doing what God wanted me to do, I was not a happy person. People don't understand the empowerment of getting with what God wants. And it's not running around telling people what a good Christian you are. It's going out confronting evil, confronting these Satanists, confronting their works, and warning people. I don't know how anybody now, with Satanism as the world government, open attacks on Christianity, mark of the beast, one world government, it's all happening exactly as the Bible says. I mean, I don't know how anyone could not now go, whoa. And then you think about a fallen one on the planet and trying to get rid of humanity. I mean, it's science fiction, but it's not. It's real.
No, it's happening right now. In fact, every day, I don't know when Christ comes back, okay? I don't know the day or the hour. The scripture makes that clear. But I can tell you one thing 100% for sure. We're closer today than we were yesterday and not as close as we will be tomorrow. It's imminent. And as we see the signs,
it's accelerating.
It's accelerating. It's getting faster. Daniel said in the last
birth age,
right, many people will run to and fro, right, and knowledge shall be greatly increased. Well, that in the original Hebrew, that to and fro means that things are going to speed up. It's going to come much harder and much faster. Jesus equated it to labor pains on a woman, right? And anybody that's ever had a kid or been with a wife that has a kid, you see those labor pains get more intense and they come quicker and more painful. And yet,
then there's a climax.
There's one thing that keeps that woman going, right? When she's so worn out, she's so tired, it might be 10, 12, 15 hours in labor. That pain is so intense that she can't take it anymore. There's one thought that keeps her going. Do you know what it is? What do you think it is?
The baby.
Right. The meat and her baby. And I think what's wrong with the modern American Christian or even Americans is they're not ready to meet their maker. See, all my Christian life, people would say, Daryl, you're so on fire for God. You love the Lord. You know the Bible. What's the secret? Give me some quick tips. I'd say, well, know your maker. You know, read the Bible, pray, you know, fellowship with other believers, etc. Know your maker. And then make your maker known. But I realized there was a third part that was missing. In these times that we're living in, these turbulent times, these difficult days, I realized it's about meeting your maker, too. All throughout Scripture, you see examples Jesus gives about being ready to meet your maker, being ready for these days. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to.
Well, I've said that on air. I go, I'm ready to meet my maker. They go, Jones is suicidal. No, the opposite. But I'm ready. I'm ready right now. Put a gun to my head, deny Christ or serve Satan. I say, pull the trigger. I'm not scared. I'm ready.
That's right. And so,
and they hate the fact that they don't have that fear of them.
Right. See, that's that fear of not the world, but of God. And you're ready to meet your maker because you're on the right turn. You're on the right team. You've accepted Christ as payment for your sin. You're not counting on your own good works, your own good deeds. If anybody could pile up all these good things, all these things they've done, and count and toot their own horn, would be you, but you don't.
We'll be back with phone calls. Joe Rund is with us in studio. We got a lot of breaking news as well. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is in studio with us. I want to jam in a few of your calls as promised, but you've got something fun you invented, and we're going to plug it here right now. Butterflyers.com.
A shameless plug here, but
no, I want you to plug it.
We have all kinds of designs, probably 50 different designs, some that just look like butterflies, some that say happy birthday or Merry Christmas or what have you, but this is a new way to figure to bring the American flag, patriotic kind of thing. But people love them, and we say fly it forward because right now, especially with a lot of people not going to birthday parties or graduations or weddings or what have you, they want to send a card. And so they want something special to put in that card, and that's what we made these to do. You wind them up about 30, 35 times, put them in a book, magazine, greeting card, whatever you want, and then when people open it up, it comes flying out. And it's they first, it's like a kid riding a roller coaster. First they scream, then they laugh, and then they wind it back up and say, "Let's do it again."
Can I have one more of those, or I guess somebody can grab it on the floor? No, I mean, my kids love these.
One for you and one for the wife.
And so you, and that's a big purple one. That's
a purple one, and they're just a lot of fun. Very simple, very easy to use, a very interesting concept.
And you invented this.
Right, but there's, well, these are our designs. Actually, the inventor is about 100, it was about 100 years ago, was a magician who made one out of wire and paper and a rubber band. And that's another thing people love about them. No batteries required. It's very low tech.
Old-fashioned toy.
Old-fashioned. It's a lot of fun. You could use them over and over again. Grandparents are going crazy for with their kids, their grandkids for this.
And we need to get back to writing handwritten letters. And we need to get back to it. I mean, more and more landlines. Because all of the new technologies being used to totally dehumanize us and make us obsolete. That's why before we go to calls, I wanted to bring this up. I was out at Crater Park, Crater Monument in Arizona, I guess about 15 years ago now, and this thing was only like $600. I later looked, and they're like going for like $5,000 now. It's out of Morocco. It's a prehistoric crocodile, and they had, you know, stuff for sale there, so I got this. Now, I don't know what the mainline preachers, how old they say the earth is. That's their interpretation of the Bible, but obviously they've now admitted the universe is younger than what they thought. Now they think asteroids hit us every 100,000 years. Big ones on every 15 million. Their science has all changed. And stuff's getting crazier and crazier. They were trying to unspiral DNA in the lab. Thought it would break. New DNA just generates and it just keeps unspiraling. Turns out all that junk isn't junk. And they've gone in there and they find like whole species and things that have never even been here or that they didn't know about in us. And other animals, like ferrets, get given this new vaccine. They die. We don't die. I mean, we're so tough. People don't realize how amazing humans are. And there's just something special about us because God made us. But just think about the old Earth Age and what was here before and just, you know, what really went on this planet, you know?
I would say that's pre-flood. And I'm a young Earth guy.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of research, a lot of studying on this, and the fact that just recently, I could say recently, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, they found DNA in dinosaur tissue.
I remember. And so how is there 45 million old?
Right, it can't be, right? They just wouldn't survive that long. So the simple fact is the Bible, if you go read the book of Job, describes Behemoth, you know, this animal with the tail as big as a cedar tree. And, of course, in the biblical commentary, they say, oh, that's probably an elephant. Well, have you ever seen the tail on an elephant?
A little bit.
Right, yeah. So it's not a big, long tail like a cedar.
A tiny tail.
Right. You have legends of dragons and dinosaurs in every culture all over the world. So,
And the Chinese say in their 5,000-year-old writings that just right before that there were these big dragons everywhere, and now China has more bones of all these giant dinosaurs than anybody.
Well, I mean, just north here, about an hour in Glen Rose, right, you got the footprints of men and dinosaurs side by side.
It's true.
Limestone. So, I mean, how would that happen if dinosaurs were billions of years old? So,
well, all I know is I don't get into the debate because they try to set science against, you know, Christians, and then some of the pastors have their own theories. All I know is they're constantly revising the universe, and now they're going, okay, all of our spectrometers show that our universe is held in power by something five times stronger, and now they're like, okay, it's a simulation. Okay, let's break out of it. So they're actually now like Lucifer saying, I'm breaking out of this simulation. I want my own reality. I mean, the top scientists, the billionaires, the head of Bank of America says, we're held in here by some slave master. We've scanned it. It's fake. Well, see, so they're right back to Lucifer saying, come with me. We're going to create our new reality in silicon. Merge with machines. We're going to make you gods.
Think about CERN, right? They knew they tapped into something when they turned on that accelerator and it opened up a new portal to a new dimension, and something demonic came out. If you've ever never checked into CERN, do your research.
Oh, that was on the news. It was just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, they are demonic. I mean, they are dancing around to Sheba, and they have all these weird demonic moves, and they're praising. They're wearing druid robes. Minded me of when you broke into the Bohemian Grove. I mean,
well, that's the thing. We all are told, oh, atheists, there's no God. All the elites are totally into the ancient occult stuff.
No, they know.
Because something was broken through then.
No, the thing is, it's like Aleister Crowley once said, okay? He's like, I have no problem with my Plymouth brethren, Christians, right? He says, I can't perceive of a generation that wouldn't believe in God. I just chose to serve the other side. All the Illuminists, all the powerful politicians, the elitists, they believe in God. They know there's a God. They just choose to serve Satan. They want their power now. So therefore, they sacrifice those children. That's why they're pedophiles. That's why they love their adrenal gland and drinking blood and doing all these things, because they're drunk on power. That's what they want.
But the, well, in Revelation, it says the whore of Babylon drunk on the blood of saints.
Right. In fact, that original Greek word of saint there isn't saint like Christian. It means the innocent.
Innocent children.
The innocent children. So I believe, honestly.
Drunk on the blood of children.
I believe it, Mystery Babylon is America. I believe that's what John saw. I think that's what God was revealing.
It's destroyed.
Right. If you, yeah, in a day, it'll come to naught. But I think that's after we're out of here. Those that are getting on the ark, so to speak, in, that is found in Christ, salvation only through Christ, will escape that. Not tribulation, but the wrath of God. In fact, the time is coming when God will pour out his bowls of wrath, and it'll be so bad. So bad that the Spirit of God tells the angel, the herald of the world, blessed are those who die from this point forward that are in Christ. Because it would be better to die in Christ than to deal with the wrath of God on an unbelieving world.
And how many people get killed?
Almost all of them eventually are going to be cast into the lake of fire. But those that have not escaped, I mean, most of those people... a lot of people are going to get saved. A lot of people are going to realize they missed the boat, literally and figuratively, and then they're going to come to Christ. Unfortunately, they'll have hell on earth to deal with for 7 years. They're going to have to deal with the Antichrist and dodge and taking the mark and not being able to buy or sell without taking the mark and so on and so forth. So it's going to be hell on earth. But those that stand firm to the end will be saved. And then Christ will come back. He'll set up his kingdom. He'll set everything right. And things will be great again for at least 1,000 years. And then, for some reason, the Bible doesn't say, Satan gets loosed from the pits of hell and he starts to run amok again. And but God casts him and all the rest of those that whose names weren't in the book of life back into the lake of fire and forever and ever and ever. So, you know, I personally, I always look at it as Pascal's wager, right? His wager was simple like this. If you are a Christian, you got nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. But if you're not, you got everything in the world to worry about.
Well, listen, Larry Nichols knew Hillary very, very well, ran them first for governor. When they started killing kids, he couldn't be part of it. And she would go to satanic rituals and other things. She would also go to Native American rituals and church. And he said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm hedging my bets. So she was literally, right. That's how whacked out she is.
Right.
Yeah,
but of course, God's not mocked. He's not fooled. You can't play both sides of the fence. You can't be lukewarm. You can't be.
Well, what does that say about Hillary, though?
What can, you know, what fellowship can light have with darkness, right? What can oil do with water? They can't mix.
And I was going to say, if I was going to serve Satan, I wouldn't. I'd serve Satan. If I was going to serve God, I'll serve God. I'm not going to like think I can serve both.
Well, I think it's the old, like, what we need to do as patriots is know thy enemy. So I think you should go to church just to know what the enemy's up to and to try to infiltrate the church. The number one warning sign about the end times isn't earthquakes, pestilence, famine.
But the church has been captured.
It's false prophets, false teachers, false Christians, wolves in sheep's clothing. Over and over and over, Jesus warned about that. In fact, in Matthew 24 and 25, he only talks one time about earthquakes and pestilence and famines and wars and rumors of wars, but 10 times he talks about wolves in sheep's clothing, you know, but be careful. In fact, he starts off, be careful no one deceive you. Many will come in my name claiming I'm a Christian or I'm a Christ. Don't believe them, right?
And they'll always tell you it's their little special way of doing it, and you've got to. Yeah.
You know, God's into relationship. It's not about rules. It's not about regulations.
Now, you don't need that priest in between you and God.
No. There is one mediator between God and man, and that's Christ Jesus. And so that's why God...
Christ is the door.
Right. He's the gateway. He's the only perfect, sinless one. God made him who knew no sin for us, that we may be made the righteousness of Christ. It's really just that simple. And put it this way. Who out there can say they've never told a lie? You ever tell a lie?
Yeah, I've told plenty of them.
You ever stolen?
Yes.
Even a piece of candy as a kid?
Yep.
Right? Jesus says if you look at a woman and you lust after her, you've already committed.
Well, it's sin like when I lust after beating people's brains out.
So those are commandments from God. Yeah. Who wrote them on our hearts. He gave us a conscience to bear witness. No man can say, I didn't know it was wrong to lie.
Well, that's the knowledge of evil, because I can tune in to how the enemy thinks what they're doing, and it is like even the ability to do that is a sin.
Right.
Like
let me get through to the other side, though. So the point is, we all know right from wrong. We all know what a sin is. Our conscience bears witness. Back the word conscience with knowledge. Okay, but we broke the law, but Jesus stepped in and paid the fine. He set us free. It's like being before the judge and owing $1 million, and then the guy steps in and says, "Here, judge, I'll pay the fine."
All right, we got to go to these calls, but you're on fire. Dale Run, this is our guest. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Butterflyers.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.